Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is now just hours from beginning in the U.S. Senate. Proposed trial rules were released last night by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican, saying that they would include up to 4 hours of debate equally divided between the two sides on whether to subpoena witnesses and documents. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says a trial without witnesses would be simply unjust.
A trial where there's no evidence, no existing record, and no new evidence, no witnesses, no documents. That isn't a trial at all. It's a cover-up.
President Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, says he won't be focused on the impeachment trial today, but rather on the forum, so he can meet with big companies in the world for the benefit of the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
More now on the president's attendance of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He expressed skepticism about climate change during opening remarks today. He said in order to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, the perennial prophets of doom must be rejected.
They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen.
Trump went on to say there were predictions of overpopulation in the 60s, mass starvation in the 70s, and an end of oil supplies in the 90s, none of which came true. Organizers of a gun buyback event in Pittsburgh yesterday say it was so successful they ran out of money in less than an hour. The buyback offered $100 for each gun turned in, no questions asked. Officials say they paid out more than $5,000 in about 40 minutes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amtrak is dropping a demand that two wheelchair users pay $25,000 for a train ride that normally costs $16. A few weeks ago, Amtrak told a group of people in wheelchairs they'd have to pay the $25,000 to travel from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois. There isn't room on the train for more than three people in wheelchairs, and the company said it would have to reconfigure the cars and could no longer absorb the cost. After a backlash, including from Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, who lost her legs serving with the Army in Iraq, Amtrak yesterday reversed course, saying it will find a way to accommodate everyone. Prince's estate is dismissing wrongful death claims against Walgreens Pharmacy and a doctor who had prescribed pain medications for the artist before he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl in 2016. The dismissals likely result from legal settlements, which are often based on confidentiality. Baseball fans are paying close attention to Cooperstown, New York today. That's where the Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be announced. Former New York Yankees captain Derek Jeter is considered to be a lock for induction. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is scheduled for July 26th in Cooperstown. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Looks like our guest, former congressman and impeachment manager and former member of Congress and U.S. Attorney Bob Barr is not going to make it with us. Hey, look, we'll reschedule him and get him back here. It would have been a good time to have him here, obviously, because here we are. We've got the trial, you know, heading to the Senate, and everything is still being negotiated, even still. I mean, it's kind of silly, really, when you think about this. I mean, what other due process and what other court case would take place to where it would be so dynamic that you're still, as the process is going, that that you could change, you can change the rules. And of course, the way the Democrats are playing this, I mean, they really got you on a roller coaster ride. I had full control of the proceedings in the House, as we all know, and needless to say, it seemed to be very prejudiced because the numbers were against conservatives, against the president. The president wasn't represented the way he could have been. And some would say, well, the president opted not to do this. But again, keep in mind, what the president is doing in protecting the integrity of the executive branch, that, precedent can go a long way, and once it's established, then what will this do on down the road? I mean, there's some things that President Trump is having to deal with right now because of the previous administration, as you know. And so what is being established now is more precedent, and to his credit, he's being prudent in, just going along here. And so there is, there's processes. It all has to do with the separation issues between the three branches of government, and each has to protect their integrity. Now, I would say that the House, as far as the House and the Senate are concerned, over the years they've been rather lax for whatever reasons. We've had this discussion before. Whatever reason, they've decided to not to exercise what should be their right and position for whatever reason. Maybe because it protects them from being exposed and taking a stand. It compromises their ability to garner votes and a constituency. All this stuff comes into play. It's not straight up anymore. I mean, unless you appreciate some of the nuance, I mean, it is like a game of chess in so many ways. But we go by what is being reported by, the mainstream media and other outlets, and we form an opinion. But but sometimes it is formed based on false evidence, and that's what we need to be careful about. And this is why we appreciate the level of guests that we're able to bring on, on your behalf, so that you have a clear understanding of exactly what is going on. But there has been an ongoing debate. I mean, in fact, and I say ongoing debate, but also perception as to the comparison between the Clinton impeachment and Donald Trump's impeachment. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, let's just say that with Bill Clinton, there was a clear crime. The documentation was endless. Bipartisanship. You had people across the aisle saying, look, we need to look into this. You're not having this. I mean, if anything, any bipartisanship that's taking place, it's Democrats aligning, with the Constitution and with Republicans. It's crossing that way, not in big numbers, but still. But you're not even having one Republican agreeing with the Democratic stance. According to one report from the Tea Party Patriots, Patriots across America shared a collective eye roll as Nancy Pelosi unveiled her ornate commemorative pens for herself and her colleagues to sign the articles of impeachment against the president. I mean, really? I mean, here it is, a solemn event like this, and we're doing pens? I mean, what is going on here? I mean, it's got to be, this is a prayerful event, this is a solemn event that we're considering. I mean, impeaching the third president in the history, in the country's history. And it just seemed like there's just too much theatrics and show here. Then, of course, then we get the dramatic walk, which was almost like a funeral march, of the articles. Eventually, after 4 weeks of delay, being, taken across the Capitol building and taken to the Senate so that the Senate can, vote and acknowledge that they have received said articles of impeachment. And of course, we have the trial in earnest today. So, with all its complications and all its consideration of, hey, is this going to be a 2-week process? Is this going to be a 6-week process? Is this going to, how long will this actually take place? And it really just depends on Mitch McConnell and Republicans and how they not only the way they've been framing this, but how they're able to hold ground. And because there are many people feel like, look, there's no crime here. I mean, clearly, this is more about emotions and feelings, which stems all the way back. And I mean, you hear this over and over again, that it has more to do, has everything to do with the fact that 63 million Americans decided they wanted Donald Trump to be their president. And you've got forces within our government saying, look, we're gonna teach you something here. You made a bad choice, and you're going to pay for this choice, and we're going to continue to resist and fuss and fight over your choice so that you will relent the next time around, that you will not make that mistake again. And as we've been saying all along, God forbid that Nancy Pelosi ends up with a gavel once again after the 2020 elections. I mean, because we're going to have more of the same. I mean, is this what America is all about? That a president who, when you look at all that Donald Trump has done for this country across the board, on every level with the economy, jobs, on the international stage, if you remember, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you look at the standing of America on the world stage. I mean, we took some major hits under Barack Obama, if the truth be known, and if you want to admit it. Now, I know those on the left, really want to believe that Barack Obama was a healing agent, of America internationally. But the apology tour and all that went on, and I just said case in point. I mean, people would always ask me, go, well, is Barack Obama a Muslim? I go, well, I don't know if he's a Muslim or not, but I said, but he definitely has Muslim sympathies. I mean, there was a lot that he was doing for Muslims. But you know what? When it came to a sword dance, I mean, I don't recall a sword dance for Barack Obama. I do recall a sword dance. What was it, 56 representatives of a Muslim nation got together and they did a sword dance, which is a complimentary thing for who? Not Barack Obama, but for Donald Trump. So what does that tell you? And it wasn't like something that they just did. I mean, it was like right after he got elected. So even they were able to discern that there was going to be a, you know, there's a different sheriff in town, so to speak, and America's under new management. And the Democrats do not like that. They have been fussing all the way. And if we don't do something about this, in terms of the 2020 election, we have more of the same to look forward to, ladies and gentlemen. So it's up to us, we the people, to get out, make sure you're registered to vote, to get out and vote. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live!
A
Well, you got to watch him when he puts the cape on. Anything can happen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Our first year that we've been here. It's an amazing SHOT Show that is taking place. Probably, I think, the biggest demonstration of, manufacturers. It's a private show. It's not open to the public, but it's all the latest equipment and things about shooting, sport, hunting, and otherwise on display here. And we've had and will have some more excellent guests from the show, and we'll be talking to them about their experience as it officially opened up. It is opening up this morning. So we're excited to take a look. I mean, something like 16 miles of demonstrations and exhibits all under one roof here in Las Vegas, Nevada. So quite amazing, to say the least. Anyway, getting back to this impeachment and all that's been going on, I mean, really, when you think about it, I've been saying that the pattern has been consistent. When you look back at what they have done to this president, starting out with the Russian hoax, and we keep pulling on those strings. And I got to tell you, I'm greatly disappointed by the mainstream media, because they should be helping us out. But instead, what happens is it demonstrates a level of complicity, that the mainstream media is doing. They're really not giving any kind of advantage to the American people to really look into, what is going on. I mean, they seem to be pigpiling against this president, and hence, the title of fake news and all the other suggestions that come flying out of Donald Trump tweets or out of the White House. Even the other politicians really just have had it with these prejudicial reporting and these gotcha scenarios that keep coming up. And I don't blame them, frankly, for getting frustrated, because they're really not helping the cause to inform the electorate so that they're better off. In fact, what's happening is, we're worse off. There's so much more, contention unnecessarily that's taking place, that we're at each other's throats. What I'm encouraged to see is that people are kind of weary of all this. Being put in silos, as Dr. Wilfred Riley put it. Everybody's been siloed into their respective, areas of opinion and classification. And what's happening is, as you imagine, as you're in these silos, something's got to explode. I mean, you get pressure that builds up because people get frustrated. Because even people who are ideologically fixed are going, wait a minute, I'm not communicating, I'm not engaging. If I'm just talking to the same people over and over again, I mean, for a while you can kind of get by with that and you kind of accept it. But sooner or later, it's like, I've got to have different friends. I got to have, especially if you have any kind of desire to advance your intellect and contribute in a positive way, because as anybody who is a leader or anybody who is wanting to share ideas and a communicator, you want to feel like you're connecting with people. And what's happening, people aren't connecting, and so they're getting frustrated. And I think, okay, so you punch yourself out, now you're ready to be a listener, and instead of a screamer and shouter. And so let's have a conversation. Let's talk about these, these issues have been taking place. But look at what's happened, with our government, what these forces, what the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, I mean, and they act so innocent. I mean, this has really been a cabal. This has been a mission. I mean, you heard what Molly Hemingway said as she heard, Jerry Nadler, bragging about how he was going to impeach the president. And Nancy Pelosi has the audacity to say, well, it's not like people came here to Congress to impeach the president. Well, tell Ilhan Omar that, who said, we're going to impeach the MF, remember? She tells her son. I mean, it's like, really? And you're proud of that? I mean, you are an elected official, and that's your level of civility and decorum, that you speak in that manner, and you're so disrespectful of, it's not
you see, what they disengage from is the respect that they should have for the Constitution and everybody involved who are servants of we the people. All elected officials, including the president, including themselves. Ilhan Omar does not respect herself when she talks like that. And she misrepresents the people, I believe, her constituency, because we expect better things. I mean, I hear people all the time say, well, we expect more from the president. Well, yeah, that's okay, but we should expect better things from all our elected officials, that there should be this level of civility. But it's gotten to the point where, Nancy Pelosi gets insulted because, you know, a reporter says, why do you hate the president? Well, you know, how dare you say I don't hate the president. Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it comes across. And I'll tell you, most Americans would feel like maybe you do hate the president, sadly. And, you know, as a Catholic and you feel like that is not part of your psychology, well, maybe you need to assess why people would think that you would hate the president and feel like that, you know, toward the president of the United States, toward somebody who is the president of the United States, that you would disrespect him like this. I mean, this is what how we're seeing this. I mean, you know, whether it's Pence and celebration that has taken place, and of course we've been hearing about impeachment of this president, whether it's Al Green, early on, and Maxine Waters, it's been endless, and now they're talking about, look at we could have several rounds of impeachment. Really? I mean, so what is Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi says that this this president will be forever impeached, she said with a smile on her face. I mean, really? Well, I mean, that's your claim? But I think the other part is that people will know this Congress as being the knuckleheads that forced an impeachment that was unfounded, that there was no crime. I mean, what kind of merit will that show? And so I guess now you're going to be able to say, well, this is the first president to be impeached more than once. So what are you going to do when this president is reelected? And I believe that what we're coming, what it's going to come down to is that Donald Trump will be reelected. There will be such a mandate, number one. And I believe that the Democratic Party will pay a huge price for this. And it's going to take them a while to reconnoiter, because they have so splintered themselves and divided themselves. This has been of their own doing. This has all been self-inflicted. And they've moved away from their base and their constituency to such a degree that they're going to be looking around and realizing that, hey, they're leading a parade that nobody's following. And so they're going to take a big hit. But I think the opportunity for we the people, and I believe for conservatives, is to really tackle some serious issues, whether it's health care, because, like anything in our government, this whole era of compromise, we've compromised so much that we have really compromised our budget. I mean, this is why we're at $23 trillion in debt, and it seems like this is a train that's running out of control, and there's no slowing it down. But I believe that with the Democrats out of the way, again, this is just one man's opinion, I believe that there will be an opportunity here for us to do something about this, whether it is about health care and entitlement reform, things that we need to consider in a responsible sort of way that can remedy this runaway government and the amount of money and the people's money that we're spending seemingly recklessly. And we need to bring this all into order, and not in a situation where it's clear, like what President Trump saw early on, is that we needed to fortify our military, and he fights for getting budget and getting money for the military, and of course the only way that he could actually get it and get it approved is that of course the Democrats had to have their their pet projects funded. I understand compromise, but when it's to the point that you're compromising and injuring, like what the Democrats didn't need a strong military, it's only the Republicans that need a strong military. I mean, this is ridiculous, and this is what we're dealing with. And maybe under the changes that are coming, we might be able to do something about it.
This report is sponsored by AstraZeneca. Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in both men and women. This year alone, it's estimated over 200,000 adults in the U.S. will be diagnosed. But there's encouraging news for those patients diagnosed with a type of stage 4 lung cancer. Recent data show treatments for people with a form of stage 4 EGFR mutated non-small cell lung cancer, or NSCLC, may help them to live longer. Dr. Charu Agarwal, a lung cancer specialist with Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
Research in stage 4 lung cancer treatments has come a long way, and the latest shows promising results in prolonging the lives of those with stage 4 EGFR mutated non-small cell lung cancer, which can be detected through molecular or biomarker testing. This is why it is so important that a complete lung cancer diagnosis include tumor testing for patients with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer.
For more, please visit AstraZeneca-US.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is now just hours from beginning in the U.S. Senate. Proposed trial rules were released last night by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican, saying that they would include up to 4 hours of debate equally divided between the two sides on whether to subpoena witnesses and documents. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says a trial without witnesses would be simply unjust.
A trial where there's no evidence, no existing record, and no new evidence, no witnesses, no documents. That isn't a trial at all. It's a cover-up.
President Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, says he won't be focused on the impeachment trial today, but rather on the forum, so he can meet with big companies in the world for the benefit of the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's MilkLife.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you need that worry. I trust your taste in the difference. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we're going to talk about breakthroughs in cancer treatment and reconstructive surgery for your pets, like cats, the use of artificial intelligence to better detect advanced eye disease in dogs, new pharmaceutical options like CBD for pets. Yes, CBD for pets, you heard me right. Even ways for the veterinary team to treat the traumatized turtle. These are among the topics that are going to be taught, discussed, and demonstrated at the world's largest gathering of veterinary professionals. Now, that's going on in Orlando, Florida, through the 22nd at the Orange County Convention Center. And here to tell us all about it, Dana Varble, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. She's Vice President of Veterinary Education with the North American Veterinary Community. And also with the North American Veterinary Community, we got him up early, too. Gene O'Neill joins us. The Chief Executive Officer, Gene, good to have you with us. Dana, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Bill. It's good to be here.
Well, how exciting. All these trends and advances in early career detection and diagnosis. Dana, you know, tell us about, you know, what's going on here. I mean, you know, we start talking, you know, just in the intro about some of these, and this is the top of the iceberg. I mean, this is really exciting.
It is. So FVMX is the first big veterinary meeting of the year, and it's a chance really for us as veterinarians to learn about all of the coolest things that are going to be taught this year and things that are really going to change medicine for our pets over the next 5 to 10 years. So we're definitely seeing some really cool stuff. We're using software that has artificial intelligence in it, and that helps us detect small changes on x-rays, small changes during eye exams, even helps us interpret fecal tests better. So all of these things mean that your pet gets diagnosed earlier, we have more treatment options, and we can basically improve the quality of life for longer than we used to ever be able to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gene, is the first veterinary conference of the year with more than 700 exhibiting companies. Wow, that gives you quite a spectrum for VMX 2020, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's really pretty impressive when you see it in person and are able to walk the floor. But there's every product out there, from pet insurance, cat toothpaste, all the way up through the equipment and pharmaceutical offerings that are out there. So anything that you want for your pet is pretty much out there on the floor.
Dana, we touched a little bit on some of the innovations that I'm sure is going to capture the eye and the imagination of many of the docs out there, but why don't you tell us more about the advanced medical care?
Well, we're really seeing veterinary medicine advance almost as quickly as human medicine. So as things become available for your treatment for your medical conditions and your family, we're actually seeing some of the same products, some of the same treatments come into veterinary medicine almost at the same time. Mm-hmm. So great things like ultrasound being widely available, CT scans, digital thermography, which can help tell us why your dog might be limping. All these things are becoming widely available for your pet. We're also seeing great things like wearable monitors, blood sugar monitoring, the devices that they're implanting in humans, are using the exact same things in dogs and cats today. And so your veterinarian is here learning all about it so they can bring that home to you and help your pet live
Gene,
a better life.
Gene, we were just talking with someone a couple days ago, and they were doing a study on millennials, and they found that millennials are more likely to take care of their pets than themselves when it comes to health care. Is that amazing?
It's amazing, but it's true.
Yes.
The animal pet care health industry is a $40 billion industry.
Wow.
So there's a lot being spent to improve the life of pets everywhere. And the millennials are the fastest growing segment of that number. And you're right. They care for their pet like it is a family member, as do others as well.
Exactly. Well, and as Dan was just saying, I mean, the concern for nutrition and mental health and wellness has developed exponentially.
Absolutely. We're seeing just a lot of innovation in that area as well. Fear Free is bringing new techniques to your veterinarian so that your pet isn't afraid to go to the vet. It's a better experience for them. It's a better experience for you. And it's a better experience for your veterinarian, too, because we love your pet, so we want them to be happy to see us. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the technology, as you were suggesting a moment earlier, you got the veterinary medicine of the future, including wearable monitors and echo in your pocket. That's interesting. For early detection of feline heart disease? Wow.
Yeah, we're seeing basically things like ultrasound develop from very large machines the size of washing machines to now there's some prototypes where an ultrasound probe can basically become a smartphone device. And what used to, again, be a very large piece of equipment and a huge investment for the veterinarian now has become an everyday occurrence. And as these get smaller and more affordable, it means that the pet owner is going to be able to really take advantage of this technology. And your veterinarian is going to be able to use it in an exam room. It's going to be really easy for all of us to see these things faster.
Well, we're talking about these life-changing advances in animal medicine that are being introduced and taught at the world's largest veterinary conference, which is going on right now in Orlando, Florida. Dana Barbel is with us, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine and Vice President of Veterinary Education with the North American Veterinary Community. And Gene O'Neill, CEO of the North American Veterinary Community. Gene, what types of resources are available for veterinarians to keep up with, up to date and the latest discoveries and treatments?
Sure. So so besides BMX, which is our largest offering, we also have smaller, intensive, hands-on workshops throughout the year that we offer, and there's also online learning opportunities for credits, and we have one of the largest business publication divisions for veterinarians as well.
Well, this is really exciting the way it's developing. You know, the other thing I was, you know, that got my attention, Danny, is you were talking about how technology and innovation is keeping a pace with humanoids. I mean, we're talking medical marijuana now and pets, CBD.
CBD.
Exactly. So what do vets need to know?
Well, right now the FDA still restricts the use of CBD in pets. Well, there's a lot of new research, and there's definitely going to be some changes in regulations in the very near future. So as this research develops, we're learning that CBD can potentially be useful in a wide variety of diseases. We just need to do a little bit more and gather a little bit more information so we can make good recommendations for people and their pets.
Well, I know that, you know, pet owners have been using CBD for, you know, hip pain for dogs, and anecdotally, I mean, just from my purview, I'm hearing a lot of positive stories. And as we say, we care so much about our pets that if we can offer them some kind of relief CBD oil, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It does seem like it. Yeah, we're really hopeful that we're going to be able to offer CBD as a treatment very soon for things like pain and cancer, even maybe some neurologic conditions like seizures can potentially benefit from CBD and its effects.
Gene, are we going to be able to realize that in 2020, or are we still a couple of years off for that?
For
the CBD oil and medical marijuana, bongs for pets. I mean, hey, we got stuff going on here.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot to consider, and I would love to say yes. I'm not the expert in that field that Dr. Barbel is, but as any other pet lover out there, anything that we can do to improve the life of our pets would be widely accepted, so I'm in that category as well.
Right. How many vets are we talking about in the U.S.?
There's about 100,000 vets in the U.S. right now, from the last census that was taken.
Well, and Dana's still growing. I mean, we got vets coming in, all as opposed to the regular medical profession. We're losing docs, but vets we're gaining, huh?
There's a growing need for veterinarians. Again, if people want to invest more in their pets, if they're ready to really commit to these advanced treatments because they realize that we can, again, bring a better quality of life for their pets, there's a greater need for veterinarians and more veterinary care than ever.
Gene, I'm going to let you wrap things up by telling everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. For those of you who are interested in what we do here, please visit us at www.nabc.com for our broad portfolio of products.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We've got we're waiting on Father Pavone to join us. Father Frank Pavone, one of the featured speakers at this year's Walk for Life West Coast, that's going to be taking place on Saturday in San Francisco, California. He's tirelessly been committed to spreading the pro-life message to all 50 states as well as five continents. So as we're waiting to connect with him, we'll remind you, you may hear some background noise. We are here at the SHOT Show 2020 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The throng is beginning to enter into this incredible facility here in Las Vegas at the Sands Expo Center. Some 16 miles of exhibitors and exhibitions and new ideas, and it's all about Second Amendment rights and gun safety and all that good stuff. That's very positive, and some indications that you saw that you can pull from what happened in Virginia. Well, Father Frank is with us now. Father Frank, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, it's great to be back again, and I am here in D.C., ready for a great March for Life this week.
Well, exactly. Well, they had said that you were going to be in San Francisco. You're going to be at the one in D.C.
I'm going to be
Yeah, both, actually. What we're going to do is we're going to march.
You see, only the Catholics know by location. See, we can do by location.
There you go. No, we're going to fly Friday night after we're done with the march here in Washington, and then Saturday morning but all over again. And that'll be, of course, the second largest March for Life out there in San Francisco, where I've been going almost since that began.
Well, and this is what this is all about. I mean, this is bringing a focus, to the unborn and, the ongoing plight that continues. And, Father, I'm so grateful for your commitment. And, of course, we've been joined at the hip with you and Alveda King, from day one on this whole issue of giving voice to the unborn.
Well, yes, you have, and we're grateful for that. And, it is a national emergency. I mean, this is something where a lot of people look at the abortion issue. First of all, some people think it's settled. It's not settled.
Right.
Number two, some people think people's minds can't be changed on it. They're being changed every day. And number three, some people think it's an abstract debate about the beliefs and viewpoints. But no, it's a very concrete tragedy. It's victims. It's babies literally being torn apart. And it's moms and dads and families being torn apart. One of the things we do, we at Preach for Life with Alveda and our other leaders, both here in D.C. and in San Francisco, people who watch or people who attend will see the women who regret their abortion.
Exactly.
As well as the fathers and the other family members. And they'll be giving testimony. We set up this opportunities and marches where they will publicly share their story of how bad abortion is, how it's any problem, but it only creates more problems.
You see, and to your point, and we've been saying this, that since 1973, I often tell the kids, Father, that experience defines preference. And since 1973 and Roe v. Wade, the decision, not even law, but a decision by the Supreme Court, we've got plenty of experience, and women are taking the pain of abortion to their very grave with them. And what's happening, you mentioned men. There is an increasing number of men every year that I'm hearing about that are realizing that though those on the left that say, look at it's my rights, my body, men are realizing, hey, look at you can't do this on your own, that my child is no longer here because of either together we decided, or maybe you decided, or maybe I decided, but they're part and parcel of the whole process, and realizing that they've made a poor decision, and they themselves are carrying this pain with them as well.
Well, they sure are, and silentaboy.com, and people can watch the testimonies of hundreds and hundreds of these individuals. I'm going to be privileged to speak at the Walk for Life, was one of the main speakers, and I'm also going to give another dimension of this message, which is the need to vote pro-life. This year is big for the pro-life movement to continue the progress we've made. And you know why, Bill, a lot of people end up voting pro-life? If they finally realize Roe v. Wade isn't what they were told it was. They think it just permits abortion in certain circumstances or just at the beginning of the pregnancy. But unless somebody thinks it's okay to abort a baby the day before that baby's birth,
right,
unless they believe that, then they do not agree with Roe v. Wade, because that's what Roe v. Wade allowed.
Exactly. Well, and we saw that pronunciation brought out loud and clear in the state of Virginia with Governor Northam in saying that they were going to offer comfort care on the heels of the Kermit Gosnell story. And, and Kermit Gosnell himself told the producers of the movie that, I'll be exonerated. It's just a matter of time. I did was something that was needed in the community. And here it was, not that much longer. A couple of years later, you've got Virginia saying, oh, yeah, that's fine. We'll allow for comfort care for a post-abortive child who is delivered alive. I mean, and on top of that, let's throw in the David Dalyden issue. I mean, David captures Planned Parenthood on tape telling, they're selling baby parts and, which is illegal. And David Dalyden is the one that goes to jail, and Planned Parenthood is rewarded by the court. How does that happen?
It's topsy-turvy, and I think people are finally getting tired of this. They're seeing the hypocrisy. They're realizing that, the abortion industry is being exposed.
most people who say they're pro-choice, they're not in favor of selling the brains and the hearts
yes.
of babies to the highest bidder. They're not
exactly.
interested in abortion, you know, at 9 months of pregnancy. They're not interested in that. So I think now, you know, these marches give people a chance. You know, maybe one of the greatest successes of these marches is that conversations happen at the family dinner table or at the workplace that about abortion that would not have happened otherwise.
Exactly.
And people can wrestle with the facts. And, you know, anytime this issue is wrestled with, we win. The only
right.
way the other side wins is that the issue is completely obscured or ignored.
Well, and as you say, the discussions are happening at kitchen tables, at holiday dinner tables, where
yes.
even the grandparents' father are saying, look, at, you know, we should have another grandchild at this table. And we don't,
yes.
they're missing right now because of abortion. And not to mention the practical aspect. I mean, here we are, America, we find ourselves today, we have more jobs than people, and we have annihilated a generation labor force. You know, where would those 63 million babies be today? And some of them grown up participating in the U.S. labor force, and they're missing. I mean, the impact of abortion is so profound and so overwhelming that I think sometimes Father, people can't quite get their brains around it all.
Well, and I want to help them to do that. You know, first is knowing the statistics and so forth, like you just said. 63 million. There is literally nothing that has taken more life than abortion. Nothing
yes.
at all. Secondly, again, for people it's very abstract much of the time, and that's why one of our big efforts this week here in D.C. and then in San Francisco is going to be urge people to look at abortion. We've actually set up a special website, Look at Abortion. And you know, Bill, one of the problems here is that so many people think they have an opinion on abortion, they've never seen one. And also, they think they have an opinion on abortion, they've never even read a medical description of the procedure. And the pro-abortion politicians, you notice that when they just...
Sorry. What happened? Okay, I think we got. Did we get disconnected here from
him? Are you there?
Yeah, we lost you for just a moment. Okay,
sorry about that.
All right.
Yeah, so what I was saying was that, you know, it's interesting. The politicians that defend abortion, yeah, sure, they go ahead and defend it, but they never describe it.
Exactly.
And that to me is very telling. Why can't they describe what they defend? Why? Because they know that when they describe it, people are absolutely turned off by hearing about arms and legs being ripped off, skulls being crushed.
Exactly. Well, and especially when you get back to the earlier argument, as you said, the way this was sold to the American people, that it was just some excess flesh and there wasn't anything, you know, it wasn't a human being, you know, this kind of thing, and that it was so inconsequential. But now, because of technology, and we're seeing the sonograms, I mean, even last year in New York, Focus on the Family had a big screen there and doing a sonogram with Abby Johnson, who was carrying her eighth child. And Abby Johnson, we know, as the famed director of a Planned Parenthood facility in Houston, Texas.
Well, and I was very much involved in Abby's journey, by the way. And,
yes.
You know, she reminds us of sort of...
We keep losing him. Father, we keep...
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you keep dropping out there for some reason.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, Norma McCourt is someone we're thinking of very much this week as well. She, of course, was the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
She actually ended up becoming pro-life, rejecting the decision that she technically won, and I was privileged to even receive her into the Catholic Church back in the late 1990s.
Wow.
So really, the march here in D.C. and the march there in San Francisco is testament to the fact also the American people are moving on abortion. They're moving away from it. And
exactly.
some of the most ardent supporters of it have become pro-life.
Well, Father Frank, I see this as a march for truth, a march for life. This is what's coming out, and it's been a long time coming. And what I'm seeing is a relieved reaction by those women who have participated, those and men as well, who have participated in abortion, as we know.
Yes, it is. People are, they're realizing the pro-life movement is not against them.
Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Join me, George.